The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Senator, as always, it's good to talk with you. There's a lot to cover, so we're going to jump right in. According to the latest data released this past week, inflation increased yet again in June, 9.1% over the past year, marking another 40-plus year record high, which leaves most Americans thinking, how do we survive this? Is this the peak? Is inflation going higher before it starts to come down? You recently introduced the Inflation Prevention Act. Talk with us about the details of that bill, and where do you see inflation headed?
Yeah, it's a good question. Thank you, Joey, so much for referencing the bill. The bill basically would bar any legislation that is projected to increase inflation until the inflation rate drops below 4.5%. So one of the challenges that we're seeing with the inflationary effect of the economy is that the federal government continues to spend money. The more money it spends, the more it floods the market, the more we have inflation. The best way for us to combat inflation is to stop the federal government from spending more money. That is the objective of the bill. Where do I see inflation going? Up, unfortunately. When you look at the producer price index, which is different than the CPI, the PPI is at 11% this past month. That means that the challenges that we're seeing will likely linger any even longer. And I just think to myself, Joey, as I've traveled throughout our state, the senior citizens who today are figuring out how to ration their medicine versus their food versus energy, whether it's heating or cooling their home or gas in the car. So literally we have senior citizens making really hard decisions right now.
I think not only senior citizens, everyone. You know, Senator, I received a text message from a listener recently, and he described to me his work schedule. And his work involves traveling quite a bit. He travels over 260 miles every day back and forth between multiple jobs. And it's just tough when you're having to pay what we are paying today for a gallon of gasoline for families to make it.
Joey, you hit another really another live nerve. The truth is that just in December of 2020, President Trump's still in office. I went to the gas station; it was $1.99, and right now it's still over $4 a gallon, 100% increase. And for folks working paycheck to paycheck, it's nearly impossible to absorb that kind of increase without having to really reduce something else. But unfortunately, you go to the grocery store and milk was $3.60 a gallon. Now it's heading towards $5 a gallon. And so the inflationary effect that the average person is bearing makes their shoulders just droop from the weight of the world on their shoulders, because this administration does not understand the connection between overspending and overstimulating the economy. It's just unbelievable.
Senator Joe Biden loves to talk about his history with the working class people of Scranton, Pennsylvania, for example. Do you believe the president has any idea of what those working class people are really experiencing now?
It appears that he does not, to be frank. The truth is that the president seems to be disconnected from the American people as it relates to the pain in the pocketbook and the cause of it. I keep hearing people from the administration suggest that somehow inflation is good for the working class folks because their pay goes up. Let me just say it differently. The United States government under President Biden has given the American people $4 trillion in payouts of one form or another, and yet they actually have a net loss in spending power. That is unbelievable, yet it's true because of this administration's delusion on how to combat inflation and how to improve the working lives of everyday Americans. The good news is we, the Republican Party, working with President Trump and a majority in the House and a majority in the Senate, proved to everyone what can be done. We've created 7 million jobs. We saw unemployment rates hit record lows. for minorities. We saw record low 70-year low for women overall, under 3.5%. We know how to create jobs. And if we are back in control, and I pray that we are starting in November, and we win that White House back in 2024, we will be in a position to prove to the American people they can trust conservatives with their economy.
Yeah. Senator, one of the things, of course, that has caused the inflation that we have seen is the massive federal spending. With all that we have just said, the Biden administration still can't seem to spend enough. If it weren't for you and your colleagues in the U.S. Senate, Joe Biden would probably still like to pass his so-called Build Back Better plan, right?
Yeah, Joey, I tell you what, this is the beginning of another work week, and I got to tell you that without last week hearing the words from Joe Manchin, he can't support the Build Back Broker plan. They would be working on ushering into the American economy again more spending, but not only more spending, higher taxes. So imagine higher inflation with companies paying higher taxes, meaning lower profits, less money to invest in their employees, less money to invest in this economy. It would be a terrible double whammy to the American people.
Yeah. So, Senator, I'm hoping you can help me understand something in very simple terms. So when the Biden administration keeps claiming that we are, and this is a quote, stronger economically than we have been in history, what can they possibly mean by this?
Well, they mean, let me just be blunt, they expect you to take what they say in spite of what you see. They literally believe if you say it enough, it must be true. They said Afghanistan was a successful withdrawal, even though we lost 13 American soldiers and left thousands stranded. They said that inflation is good for working class people. You see the inability to buy gas at the gas station, pay for your groceries. They say that somehow, some way, the crime wave that we've seen around the country has nothing to do with defund the police, but you see the consequences of their bad policies. So, Joey, the only answer for what in the world they actually believe is they believe if they say it long enough and sincerely enough, it must just make it true.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Senator Tim Scott, in our final minute or so together, Senator, we know just how important the November midterms are to our country. Of course, we need you back in Washington for another 6-year term. But talk with us a minute about what a GOP-led Congress can do to right the ship, if you will, and get us through the next 2 years of the Joe Biden presidency.
Well, Joey, there's nothing more exciting than winning back the majority for the American people. As much as it is about Republicans winning, and more importantly, it's about the American people winning. South Carolinians win when we have certainty and predictability in the regulatory state. South Carolinians win when they get to keep more of their money because we lowered their taxes. South Carolinians win when we create jobs and the muscle of work is strong, so people are looking for those jobs. South Carolinians win when we're having economic announcement after economic announcement because we're bringing home jobs from around the world as opposed to sending jobs outside of the country. And I'm speaking specifically about the energy future that we have in this country. We have the ability to create jobs right here at home in South Carolina and around the country because of the robust energy resources and opportunities that we have. Whether it's gas or whether it's solar, we have a future in energy that this administration makes more and more difficult for us to see realized. Yeah. So with the Republicans back in control, expect certainty and predictability from a regulatory perspective, lower taxes, and an enthusiasm that leads to confidence that becomes infectious, and that you know that the next generation will be better than the last.
Yep. Senator, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate your time today. Of course, we look forward to reelecting you again in November. Again, thanks so much for your time and for what you do for our state and for our country.
Joey, thank you. God bless you. Have a good week, and thank you for that great endorsement. We'll take that on the road. Have a good one.
There you go, Senator. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.